Vrindavan Dham.
So are we studying Bhagavad Gita, a particular verse? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anywhere? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So tonight we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, Dhyana Yoga, text number 5.
Taigi, šiandieną mes skaitysime Bhagavad Gita, kokie yra šeštas skyrių, kuris vadinasi Dhyana Yoga ir penktą tekstą.
Udaret
Atmana
Atmanam Na
Atmanam
Avasadayet Atma
Eva
Hi Atmana
Bandhu
Atma
Eva
Ripu
Atmana
Udare
Atmanatmanam
Natmanam
avasadayet
Atmai Atmai vahyatmano
bandhur
Atmai vahripur
atmanah
Udared
atmanatmanam
Natmanam
avasadayet
Atmai vahyatmano bandhur
Atmai
vahripur
atmanah
Udared atmanatmanam Natmanam avasadayet
Atmai
vahyatmano bandhur
Atmai
vahripur
atmanah
Udaret
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 One must deliver Atmana by the mind Atmanam the conditioned soul Na never Atmanam the conditioned soul Avasadayet put into degradation Atma mind
Eva
certainly
He
indeed
Atmanah
of the conditioned soul Bandhu, friend, Atma, mind,
Eva,
certainly,
Ripu,
enemy, Atmanah, of the conditioned soul. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well.
Protas turi padėti žmogui išsigelbėti, o ne pražudyti save. Protas sąlygotas sielos draugas ir priešas.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Atma denotes body, mind, and soul, depending on different circumstances. In the yoga system, the mind and the conditioned soul are especially important. Since the mind is the central point of yoga practice, Atma refers here to the mind. The purpose of the yoga system is to control the mind and draw it away from attachment to sense objects. It is stressed herein that the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mire of nescience. In material existence, one is subjected to the influence of the mind and the senses. In fact, the pure soul is entangled in the material world because the mind is involved with a false ego which desires to lord it over material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained so that it will not be attracted by the glitter of material nature, and in this way the conditioned soul may be saved. One should not degrade oneself by attraction to sense objects. The more one is attracted by sense objects, the more one becomes entangled in material existence. The best way to disentangle oneself is to always keep the mind in Krishna consciousness. The word he is used for emphasizing this point. That is, one must do this. It is also said, mana eva manushanam karanam bhanda mokshayoho bandhaya vishayasango mukhyai nirvishayam mana. For man, mind is the cause of bondage, and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from these sense objects is the cause of liberation. Amitta Bindu Upanishad 2. Therefore, the mind which is always engaged in Krishna consciousness is the cause of supreme liberation.
Komentaras. Žodis atma gali reikšti priklausomai nuo aplinkybių tiek kūną, tiek protą, tiek sielą. Jogos sistemoje protui ir sąlygotai sielai tenka ypatingai svarbus vaidmuo. Protui jogos praktika skiria centrinę vietą, todėl šiame posme žodis atma nurodo protą. Jogos sistemos tikslas – suvaldyti protą ir atsvežti jį nuo jūsų objektų. Čia ypač pažymima, kad protą reikia ištreniruoti taip, kad jis galėtų ištraukti sąlygotą sielą iš neišmanimo liūno. Materialioje egzistencijoje siela veikia protas ir juslės. Iš tiesų, yra siela pakliūva į materialų pasaulį dėl to, kad jos protas patiria trokštančio viešpatauti materialioje gamtoje netikro ego poveikį. Todėl protą reikia ištreniruoti tai, kad jo nežavėtų materialios gamtos blizgesys. Tik šitaip sąlygota siela gali būti išgelbėta. Negaliu laikytis juslio objektų ir taip stumti save į pražūtį. Kuo labiau žmogų traukia juslio objektai, tuo labiau jis įsipainioja į materialią egzistenciją. Geriausias būdas išsigauti iš jos protą visada pajungti Krišnos sąmonėje. Būtent taip ir turi elgtis žmogus, šią tezę patvirtina tekste pavartotas žodis hi. Taip pat pasakyta, mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayohu bandhaya vishayasam go mokyai nirvishayam mana. Žmogaus protas ir vergijos ir išsivadavimo priežastis. Jis objektų užvaldytas protas žmogų pavergia, o atsitraukęs nuo tų objektų, protas jį išvaduoja. Amrita Bindu Upanišada 2. Todėl visada pajungtas Krišnos sąmonėj protas yra aukščiausiai išsivadavimo priežastis.
Omagyanate madanda shaganandjana shalakaya chakshurunmiritam yena tasmai shigurave namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, the average man on the street, if you told him that you need to become liberated, he will say, what are you talking about? I'm already liberated.
Aš jau išsivadavęs.
I can smoke whatever brand of cigarettes I want to smoke.
Aš galiu rūkyti tokias cigaretes, kokias noriu.
I can drink whatever liquor I want to drink.
Aš galiu gerti tokį vyną, kurį aš noriu.
Whatever I want to eat, I can eat.
Ir jeigu noriu ką nors valgyti, aš galiu valgyti.
Whenever I want to have sex, I can have sex.
Ir jeigu aš noriu turėti seksą, tai aš galiu turėti seksą.
I am already liberated. What are you talking about?
Aš jau išsivadavęs. Apie ką jūs kalbate?
So what is Krishna talking about here anyway? What is this liberation? If we tell them what our lifestyle is, they will tell us that we are prisoners of a... We've been captured by this brainwashed cult. We're slaves of a cult leader. So, what is the actual proper understanding? The fact is that the mind is very much inclined in its unregulated state for sense enjoyment, isn't it? Shishigarnitai ki jai. The mind becomes attracted to some objects of sense enjoyment. The senses meditate on it. And then one wants to fulfill that desire. A lot of times you really can't do that, but sometimes you can, and then even when you do gratify the desire, still you're not satisfied. Why? Because the actual reason of our existence, the substance of our very identity, is to have a loving relationship with God. We do not exist for the purpose of sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment is simply something to keep the body going, that's all. Just like on your car, you have a gasoline gauge. It goes, you know, it shows if your gas gets very low, then a little warning light comes on. It's getting empty. You better fill your tank. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. So, is the purpose of life to put gasoline in your tank? The purpose of your car, something to put gasoline in its tank? No. Your car is meant to bring you to the temple. It's something you use to get to your desired destination. Putting the gasoline in the tank is just something you do for the real purpose of getting to the destination. So the real purpose of this human life is to cross over the ocean of Neshan to achieve the transcendental kingdom of the Supreme Being. So, while you're using this human body for that purpose, it's understood you have to put some gasoline in the tank. You have to put some air in the tires. But that's not the purpose of having an automobile. People are foolishly thinking the purpose of this human body is just to gratify it like anything. Put as much air as possible in the tires. Squeeze as much gasoline as you possibly can in the tank. Put as much water as you possibly can in the radiator. That is not the purpose of an automobile. So where our mind is diverted by this foolish pursuit, this maddened pursuit of sense enjoyment. We've gone crazy after sense enjoyment. So Krishna consciousness means coming to your senses, getting control over your mind. They say our minds are being controlled by a cult leader. But that's not a fact. Our program is you become the master of your own mind. Vacha-vegam manasa-krodha-vegam. In this way, control the mind, control the senses. We are all meant to become Goswami, one who brings the mind under control. We are meant to bring the mind under our own control. That is the purpose of this Bhakti Yoga system as described in this verse. If you bring that mind under your control, then that mind, which was your greatest enemy, now wonderfully becomes your best friend. Because you're engaged now in Krishna's service, you're fixing it in Krishna consciousness. So then the question remains, how do we make that transition from having a mind which is our worst enemy where the mind becomes our best friend? How do we make the shift in consciousness? Well, that's what we're struggling to do here. That's the whole life of a devotee.
A
sadhaka, one who's on the path of sadhana bhakti. We are, day in and day out, week after week, month after month, year after year. We're engaging in this process of Krishna consciousness for the purpose of bringing our rascal minds to the point of submission at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And this is a lifetime endeavor. Because these minds are very nonsensical. For millions of lifetimes, our minds have been running wild. Like naughty children. Drawing crayons on the walls and drooling all over the floor. All kinds of nonsense things our minds have been doing. So we have to become very, very sober. And that great Acharya, Govinda Das, he is giving us the tip on how we can bring that mind under control. Bhajavure mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanada Vindode. My dear mind, you simply engage yourself in the devotional service of that wonderful little boy, that divine son of Nanda Maharaj. You simply serve that boy Krishna. My dear mind. It's interesting to know
Įdomu žinoti,
the different tactics of bringing the mind under control.
Įvairias taktikas, kaip suvaldyti savo protą.
Because Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that in the morning you should take a pair of shoes and you should beat that mind 100 times. And at night before taking rest you should go into the hallway and grab that broom and take that broom and beat your mind 100 times. So Bhaktisiddhanta is saying, beat the mind. But Govindadas, he is saying, my dear mind. He's being very sweet and kind to his mind. So which way is the proper way to bring the mind under control? Do you say, my dear mind? Or do you say, you rascal mind? Which is the bona fide method? Well, both methods are coming from great acharyas. Therefore, both methods are correct. And so which one will you use? Just like a soldier in the battlefield, he has many different weapons. He has his hand grenades. Hand grenade is a little bomb. Hand grenade, they call it. He has his rifle with a bayonet on it, which is a long knife on the end of the rifle. So, and he also knows how to use his fist if he has to. He has his, rocket launcher. He has so many varieties of weapons according to different circumstances. So if you want to defeat your mind, then you must arm yourself with many, many different weapons. You have your shoes, that's one weapon. You have your broomstick, that's the other weapon. And then you have nice, sweet words also, that's another weapon. So you simply, according to whatever is most effective in that situation, that is the technique that you use. If by saying, my dear mind, you don't really need to have 15 gulab jamuns, if that works, then you can do that. So you just see what's effective. And you do like that. As Prabhupada often says, palena paryachyate. A thing is judged by its result. So how do you know if you're successful in advancing in Krishna consciousness? Does somebody have to tell you, my dear Prabhu, you are advancing so nicely in Krishna consciousness? Does someone have to tell you? Actually, there's a very nice verse, if I can remember that verse. Bhakti pareshanu bhavalo bharaktir anyatra chaisha trika eka kalaha prapadyama nashri yatasnadashush tushti pushti chirapayo nagasam. That from what the just that devotional that devotion detachment from all material things and direct perception of the Lord occur simultaneously for one who is engaged in devotional service. Just as nourishment, eradication of hunger, and satisfaction occurs increasingly with each bite from one who is engaged in eating. So just as when you are hungry and you honor some prasad, you feel very good. So in the same way, if you are actually advancing in Krishna consciousness, you have feelings of devotion for Krishna within your heart, you will lose all interest in material sense gratification, and you will come to the point where you will directly perceive God with your eyes. Actually, Prabhupada told me that in one letter. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So that direct perception of God is another one of the symptoms of someone who's advancing in Krishna consciousness. So, just as we get full by eating, we can actually feel how we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is something tangible. We can see the difference in our consciousness. We can feel the difference in our consciousness. So we have to see that we're actually advancing in Krishna consciousness. What is the name used? What happens? So let's put it this way. If there is a body of water and it is not flowing, then what does it become? It becomes stagnant. If the water is flowing, then it stays nice and clean and clear. But if it stops flowing, it becomes all kinds of algae grows. So this means we must always be advancing in Krishna consciousness. If we are static, if we are not moving forward, then we cannot be ecstatic. So if you want to be ecstatic, you have to constantly be trying to advance yourself in Krishna consciousness at every minute. You should never feel that I'm advanced enough now. You should always feel that I need to become more Krishna conscious. I need to become more advanced in Krishna bhakti. I have to develop more love for Krishna's devotees. I have to develop more dedication for my spiritual master. I have to become more dedicated to serving Prabhupada's movement with my life and soul. In this way, we should always be pushing ourselves more and more and more and more to become pure devotees of Krishna. Being a nice devotee is not good enough. We must become perfect. That is our Krishna consciousness process. If we have any material desires at the time of death, guess what happens? We take birth again. So who feels like coming back for another birth in this material world? Would you like to take birth again? I've had enough misery myself. So let's make this our last lifetime in this world. Let us become very, very serious to become pure devotees. Get out of this damn nasty place. So, are there any questions?
Sometimes you said that we should beat our mind that stick or that shoes and so on. But sometimes it happens that our mind takes revenge and it starts beat us. So how to explain this and how should we avoid this?
You have to beat it harder than it beats you. You have to be a stronger fighter than your rascal mind. Any other questions?
If this life is first, our first life as devotees, does it it's enough for us, this one life as devotees?
Enough?
To go back to Krishna.
Yes, yes. Even if this is your very first lifetime to be a devotee, if you take it with absolute determination and seriousness, you will go back to Godhead in this one lifetime. Would you like to do that? Very good. Now you must do that. You must make your determination. This will be my last lifetime in this material world. No more taking birth again. Punar janma na vidyate. He never takes birth again, Krishna says.
Krishna sako, punar janma na vidyate. Jisai daugiau nebegimsta šiame pasaulyje.
Questions more?
Ar yra klausimų dar?
Paklausti, ta prasme, mūsų karma iš pradžių gyvenimo daro taip, kad mes esam neryštingi iš tiesų, mūsų silpnas intelektas ir mes neryštingi. Kaip tą intelektą sustiprinti iš viso, kad jis būtų pakankamai stiprus, kad mes galėtume ryštingai irgi progresuoti.
Our karma from previous life is that we are sometimes indecisive. We cannot make some decisions and so and without intelligence. How to make
Your karma is that you were in a state of indecision?
Yeah, indecision, like I cannot decide. So how to make our intelligence strong?
Tesham sadat yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam vyantite. To those who are constantly devoted and give and worship me with love, I give them the intelligence. How to come to me.
Krishna sako, tie, kurie apsimėgė, tai gardina mane, aš suteikiu jiems intelektą, kurio pagalba jie gali teikti.
Sevasya chaham, hridi sannivishto, mataksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. So you have Krishna right there in your heart.
Krishna yra tiesiai jūsų širdyje.
He is the source of unlimited intelligence.
Jis yra neribota intelekto šaltinis.
And he's right there next to the soul.
Jis yra būtent ten, šalia sielos.
All you have to do is connect with him.
Ir ką reikia daryti, tai tikrai susijungti su juo.
By the science of devotion.
Yra dėlimo mokslo pagalba.
And then you will get great intelligence.
Ir tada jis įgysit labai didelį intelektą.
I remember one day I was standing with His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. He was taking darshan of Sri Sri Radhakala Chanji. And he made one comment, he said, by taking darshan, he was getting intelligence. So that is one tip. When you take darshan of Shri Shri Gauranitai, you have to beat your mind and remember you're not dealing with some brass statues. You have to remind yourself you are dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's standing here.
Jums reikia suvokti, kad jūs stovite prieš aukščiausią Dievo asmenį. Jūs turite reikalų su juo būtent.
So if you will simply take the darshan with love in your heart,
jeigu jūs paprasčiausiai gausite darshaną su meilė širdį,
that here is Krishna, I must surrender to him. Must give him my love.
Čia yra Krishna, aš turiu atsiduoti jam, aš turiu parodyti jam savo meilę.
Then you will have all intelligence.
Tada jūs gausite visą intelektą.
And you can make all decisions perfectly. But in the meantime, before you've come to that stage, then you have to find senior devotees who can help you make your decisions properly. Does that all right? Your question is answered, or you still have some? It's answered? Okay. All right. Next question.
O tas spindis paskui protų mušimą, ar tai gali naudoti tik bet kas, ar tik tai nuo jų pažengęs žmogus, nes pavyzdžiui, žmogus materialistiškas ir netgi atsidavęs, aiškiai save tą patį su protu.
Yes, this principle applied, principle to beat our mind is applied to advanced devotees or to all devotees. For example,
the advanced devotee is even more humble. The more you become advanced, the more you feel very, very humble.
Yeah, but he says that when devotees are in your fight, so he is identifying himself with his mind, and when he beats his mind, he beats himself. It's not like soul beating mind, it's mind beats himself.
No, don't do that. I know one brahmachari used to slap himself really hard. Don't do those kind of things.
So like materialistic kind of people, they think that all my thoughts and my desires are me. It's me.
Mm.
And because he identifies himself with his mind.
Well, you can call yourself a rascal, that's all right.
Hmm?
You can call yourself a rascal, that's all right.
Ta prasme, galima vadinti save niekšu, tai yra normalu.
Because you are a rascal.
Kadangi esi niekšas.
Ne, bet tai jau tada gaunasi jau skirtumas jau yra.
Gal vadinti save niekšu ir mušti save.
Ne, tai jau kažkas jau skirtumas yra.
So he said there is difference then to beat himself as mind and to call himself a rascal is different.
Well, there's a difference, but both are good. Both are healthy. You are a rascal. I mean, you know, you gave up the kingdom of God to try here to come here to try to become God. I mean, you're really a rascal. Isn't it? Now by the grace of Prabhupada you're being saved. So whether you think your mind is a rascal or you think that you're a rascal, in either case you're right. Absolutely correct. Namang duskratina mudha prapanjante dhanadama mayaya paritta jnanam asuram bhavam ashrita. Anyone who gives up the spiritual world, who comes here to this material world, is duskratina. Duskratina means you're a rogue, a rascal, a ruffian, gunda. You are nonsense.
Jūs esat nesąmonė.
That's why you come to this material world. Try to imitate
Krishna.
So now you have to give up your rascal mentality that I am the Lord and simply submit yourself fully at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is what the acharyas are telling us we have to do. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We must tread the trail that is laid out for us by the great acharyas. Just like today we were coming from Riga to Vilnius, we had to take the standard road. Otherwise we would not have gotten here. If we just gone off driving through the fields with the car, we would have never gotten here. Especially on time for the lecture. So we just took the standard road. And we got here almost on time by going 140 kilometers per hour. So you have to stick to the pathway. You cannot deviate. Follow that standard pathway which is given by the acharyas. And then your life will be successful. Is that all right? Questions, Mark? No more questions? All right. So we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.